Welcome back, everybody. Today is day six, and we are speaking on the gift of fortitude.
Once again, thank you for joining with us. And again, thank you for your comments and sharing all your thoughts. It's really nice to learn from you. So we continue on today. Here we go.
The supernatural virtue of fortitude, God's direct help, is absolutely necessary for Christians to fight and overcome the obstacles that appear in their interior battle to love God more every day and fulfill their duties. The virtue of fortitude is perfected by the gift of fortitude, which makes the acts of the virtue quick and easy to perform.
So once again, we have the gift perfecting the virtue. So we have the gift of fortitude, which helps perfect the virtue of fortitude. So let's go back to that boat analogy. All right, we got the seven sails. The seven sails are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. The act of raising those sails up into the air happens through virtue. So you have to do some work to pull on that rope, to get that sail up into the air. And then once it's in the air, what do? Hope for wind. Blow. The rest is God's part. We're not responsible for getting the wind to blow. That's God. Remember, how did he come in Acts chapter 2? Like the sound of a violent rushing wind. And so we're waiting for that wind, because when that wind happens, it easily moves the boat. But imagine you try and move the boat with your own breath, and you're blowing into the sail with your own breath. Man, it's impossible to move that boat. You need supernatural divine help, sometimes even to stay awake while your husband is talking.
It's the afternoon, you know, right after lunch.
He's really boring. The point is, the gifts perfect the virtues, but we have to cooperate. We got to raise the sail. So we can't passively sit back and do nothing.
Yes. Under the action of the Holy Spirit, the Christian feels capable of the most difficult actions and bearing the hardest trials for love of God. I feel like earlier on in my faith journey, it was like I had such a zeal, you know, and I wasn't afraid to like speak out about our faith. And, you know, I felt like I would be willing to do the ultimate act of fortitude, which is martyrdom. And now it's like, what happened to me? I feel like I've become a scaredy cat. Or, you know, but I also feel that when the time is right and the time is needed, God gives you those gifts. It doesn't dismiss the fact that people still have fears.
Or weaknesses.
Well, yeah, or weaknesses. Exactly. The virtue of fortitude, perfected by the gift of the Holy Spirit, enables us to overcome the obstacles that in one way or another we encounter along the path of holiness. But it doesn't remove the weakness of human nature, the fear of danger, pain, or weariness. A person who is strong can still experience fear, but can overcome it thanks to love. In this time of pregnancy, I'm now currently 36 weeks pregnant. I was actually having a lot of fear leading up to this delivery. But I feel like, I don't know, something's changed. I've just really kind of dove into, there's a Catholic book that I'm currently reading called Made for This. And it's like a Catholic guide to birthing. And it's really just kind of shed some light on the fact that, you know, this is the way that God has designed babies to come into the world. You know, who am I to question God's design? And also, it's just the more I'm learning about it, the more that the fear is dispelling. And I feel like God is giving me more of that gift of fortitude to know that when I meet that trial, that he will be with me. I will not be alone. And that, you know, it will be beautiful on the other side when that baby is here.
Mm-hmm. So we are excited to greet baby. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the gift of fortitude. Father Fernandez, I won't give you the quote, but later says that when we are operating the gift of fortitude, nothing appears too difficult because we are trusting in the love of God. And I feel like over the last 20 some years of full-time active ministry, I feel like I've witnessed that, especially early on in ministry. And I know Janelle was a part of the very beginnings of my active ministry as well, before we were dating. And I just feel like when we started an organization called Face-to-Face Ministries, an evangelization ministry, at that time, nothing seemed insurmountable. That through the power of the Holy Spirit, it would work out. We just had this confident reassurance that God was with us. And we had, I would say, some difficulties. But they seemed to be overcome easily. They just seemed little, they maybe seemed mountains to some, but it's just like the Holy Spirit just lifted us over those. Like some of them were like financial ones. Some of them were just with people having, we needed the right people in our life and circumstances and right good relationship with diocese and all these things. It's just like, whew, God just took us. And we just saw like the fruit was tremendous that those periods of our life, like thousands of people, conversions, coming to Jesus, going to confession. And when I think back to that, I'm like, that was God, because it happened so easily. Mm. And it had nothing to do with our goodness, nothing to do with our level of sanctity, I want to say, because we are weak people. And God did something just incredible. And it, I have to say, it was pretty easy. Like, it wasn't that difficult. We tried something, and God blessed it, and it was tremendously fruitful. Like vocations, great conversions, sometimes physical healings. And it was just an amazing time. And I look back and thought, that was the Lord. That was God. And I just think, giving an example, one time I was asked to speak for this diocese, brought me in to speak because they had this rally and they had 400 kids there. And traditionally in the evening, they would have a dance. And the bishop wanted them to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. So I was a throw-in speaker and said, we hear you can speak on the Sacrament of Reconciliation with young people. Can you talk to them? And then we're going to have the dance. So it was just a throw-in to fulfill this obligation. And he said, well, how many priests do you think we need for the Sacrament of Reconciliation if we have about 400 kids? I'm like, wow, you're going to need at least 20, 25. He's like, well, you don't understand. Most of them are not going to go to confession because they're unchurched kids. They're all here for the dance. I said, but when we talk about the love of God and his forgiveness, they're going to go. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, no, no. They're not going to go because they're unchurched. They don't. He's like, I'm like, they're going to go and you're going to need 20 to 25 priests. He's like, well, we're going to have three. I'm like, okay, what do you do? So I went to the event, my turn to speak, and it was like the sail went up and like, whew, it was like the words were just flowing. You could see the Holy Spirit touching the hearts, the kids' hearts. And at the end, I said, okay, now if you want to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, if you've never had an honest confession before, and now is the time, God's mercy is waiting for you. The priests are in the hall. I did not have the heart to tell them there was only three. And when I gave the invitation for them to go, it was like 90% of them, it seemed like, stood up immediately and made their ways to the hall. Like, bam, the Lord was working. And the organizer comes up to me, and he's got tears in his eyes. He's like, Ken, I know. We don't have enough priests. We'll bus them to parishes around the city. And that's an example of just the gift of working. It was effortless. And I look back at that time and it just seemed so easy because it was God. And now I look at fatherhood. I'm like, where did that gift go? Because everything seems so hard. Like it's easy to speak to 400 unchurched kids compared to being a good father. That's how I feel. But if I would have the choice between a great blooming public ministry and failing as a father, or success as a father and a failing public ministry, man, I would choose success as a father any day. Mm-hmm. And I do feel now in my stage of life, I'm like, it's a struggle. I just want to be a good father. I've lost my taste for public ministry. And there's a variety of reasons why, you know, won't get into all of them, but one of them is just this, I just want to be a good dad. And I just feel like it's a struggle to be patient, to be smiling, to be generous, but it's easy to give a talk. You're in and you're out. So maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you can relate to times in your life where it was sailing. the violent Russian wind caught that sail and everything just seemed easy. And all of a sudden it feels like the wind has stopped blowing and you're sitting on a calm ocean. And you're like, wind, where did you go? It's sort of how I feel. But how we feel is not a good indicator of the truth. And Father Fernandez gives some practical advice on how to facilitate that gift of the Holy Spirit. And I think that's what I want to leave you with, is that practical thing. And we won't get into the exact quotes, but he says three things. Number one, you got to ask for it. Remember, Jesus said, those who seek will find. So if you want this gift of fortitude in your life and you're going through difficulty, just simply ask. How do you do that? Open up your mouth. God, I want the gift of fortitude. Help. So do that. Number two, when you see difficulties, recognize them as opportunities. So if God has allowed the difficulty, it's because he wants to bring good out of it, and maybe he wants to perfect a virtue and cause the sail to go up. So don't see the difficulty, like for me, as being, I feel like it's hard to be a good father. This is an opportunity for me, not a stumbling block. It's a setup for sainthood. And so number three is humility. We need humility. And how do we facilitate that in our life? Well, we go to the sacrament of reconciliation regularly, because we need it regularly. Or maybe I'm the only one. Maybe you guys are okay, but I feel like I need it all the time because I feel like I'm constantly falling short. So those three things to facilitate the gift of fortitude. Number one, you have to ask for it. Number two, see your difficulties as setups for sainthood. They're opportunities. And number three, go to confession. Do you have anything to add?
No. I like listening to your stories.
Well, thank you for listening to us, friends. Public ministry is not something that I'm doing right now. But you know what? It's still a real joy to serve you this way. It brings us great joy. I get to be home with the kids, mm-hmm. even with Janelle. And this is the way it should be right now for me. Anyways, mm-hmm. this is what I feel. But thank you for listening. And remember to pray to the Holy Spirit. Link is at the end of this video. And we'll see you tomorrow.
I think that's true. I think for right now, it's just so good that you're home.